Last month, Tucker Carlson, the influential far-right commentator, said he regretted voting for Donald Trump. He made the comment on his podcast during a conversation with his brother Buckley, a former Trump speechwriter.
You and me and millions of people like us are the reason this is happening right now.
Yes.
So I do think it's like a moment to wrestle with our own consciences. You know, we'll be tormented by it for a long time. I will be. And I want to say I'm sorry for misleading people, and it was not intentional.
Carlson has come full circle. Decades before he became one of his strongest supporters, Carlson had called Trump, quote, the single most repulsive person on the planet. He made that comment in a 1999 post on the website Slate. That was just before he became a CNN commentator. Carlson later worked at MSNBC, both outlets that MAGA movement today considers as liberal fake news. It wasn't until Carlson joined Fox that he found real notoriety. On primetime of America's most watched news network, Carlson often went on vicious rants against women, immigrants, or people of color.
For many liberals, charging racism has become an almost involuntary habit, a tic.
That is literally the definition of racism.
These very same people are the quickest to cry racism. Sarah Jeong is an angry bigot. It's not about Brett Kavanaugh at this point. It's about punishing everyone who looks like Brett Kavanaugh. But let's get back to the race thing. Race, skin color, racial division, race and gender, skin color.
Carlson was hyperbolic, contrarian, a conspiracy theorist. You could say more entertainer than commentator. After all, Fox News once even won a court case by persuasively arguing that no reasonable viewer takes Tucker Carlson seriously. But today, reasonable legacy media take him very seriously, since